Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. Donegal County Council's Director of Road Services says a special roads meeting which took place today was very productive. A Donegal TD has criticised the decision to have Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden address the European Parliament's Fisheries Committee. A Strabane councillor says there is hope the Alley Theatre will reopen in 2027 and a rare-beaked whale that captured attention in Donegal after being spotted in Lough Swilly has died. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Oisin at around 5:45. But first, Donegal County Council's Director of Road Services says a special roads meeting which took place today was very productive, and he hopes both engineers and members will benefit from it. Brian Cannon was speaking to Highland Radio News after the first in what's intended to be a series of meetings to discuss road repair and maintenance across Donegal's five municipal districts. All members who contributed said it's clear that the council doesn't get enough money to maintain its road network, with a number of questions about how money is distributed locally between the various MDs. Mr. Cannon says it's important that all these issues are discussed truthfully.
I think today went quite well. It's important that as executive and as members that we deal with all of the topics that are there in very much open and transparent way. Our team that are responsible for roads services within the MDs give a very broad presentation on the types of work that we do, the funding that we get for those types of works, and the issues that are there. And then members were able to, as they do on a regular basis, make representations about areas that they see that we need improvement. And that includes we need more funding from a variety of sources to do the work that we want, but also maybe that we examine different ways of working. And look, we're always keen to work with members to do that.
Also means that the more information members have, the more perspective members have on where you're coming from, the more productive discussions are going to be in the future, because everybody understands where the other person is coming from.
Absolutely. It's important that we're all coming from the same place. And look, through the MD meetings, which is there's a lot of engagement at MD level between our MD teams. We've got good teams within each of the five MDs across the county, that there is good communication. Now, sometimes we can get frustrated on both sides in relation to not being able to do everything that we would like to do. But so long as we can communicate the programmes that we have, the funding constraints that are there, and how we can try and best use the funding that we do get, I think that's important for us all to be able to work together and deliver the best outcomes for the people of Donegal.
A Donegal TD has criticised the decision to have Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden address the European Parliament's Fisheries Committee. Sinn Féin Fisheries spokesperson Padraig McLaughlin says it would have been more appropriate for Minister of State with responsibility for the Marine, Timmy Dooley, to represent Ireland. Deputy McLaughlin says the decision points to a possible rift within the department. During an exchange in the Dáil, the Taoiseach praised Deputy McLaughlin's support for Minister Dooley, but joked that he hopes it doesn't come back to haunt him.
Taoiseach, in recent weeks she talked about the importance of the Minister for the Marine, but incredibly today it's the Minister for Agriculture who's addressing the European Parliament's Committee on Fisheries. He's having an exchange of views with the members of that committee, not our Minister for Fisheries, Timmy Dooley. Now, there's clearly a row, letters have been exchanged, and I'm asking you to intervene and make it clear that it's the Minister for Fisheries who's been engaging in widespread consultation with the fishing industry, seafood industry in Ireland and in Europe over the last year and a half, who should represent Ireland, who knows what he's talking about. That's a clear message that you're serious about giving the Department of Marine and the Minister of Marine independence to speak and fight for our people, rather than a Minister of Agriculture who couldn't possibly know anything about these matters.
Your endorsement of the competency of Minister Dooley is duly noted, hope it won't come back to haunt you someday in terms of subsequent events. But Minister Dooley is a very effective Minister for the Marine and has a great rapport with the industry. I appreciate you saying that. Minister Hayden, of course, is a senior minister in the department and has been working with Minister Dooley in terms of fishery interests as well as other issues also. That's the basic position.
Istrabán councillor says there is hope the Alley Theatre will reopen in 2027. The venue has been closed since last September due to a leak at the premises. It was expected the theatre would have been ready for summer, but an update in June delayed the reopening for the rest of the year. Councillor Paul Boggs says a meeting of Derry City and Istrabán District Council's Business and Culture Committee have approved a £52,000 to help fund the works. He says it's particularly important as Istrabán bids to become the UK Town of Culture in 2028.
So it's clear that the Alley at the minute is not the usual facility that people will know from visiting it over the years. It is very much a construction site at the minute, and there is work ongoing. And the contractor is working to try and dry out the leak that was uncovered, but also now also the other issue in terms of water ingress at the stage. So it is a construction site, and it is good to see that there is work ongoing, but we need to see that progress and brought to a conclusion as soon as possible so that we can see the Alley reopened again. But at that site meeting, myself and Councillor Hart did again implore council officers that we want to see the Alley opened as possible. We want to see people back in the Alley Theatre, and we want to see people back in the youth to ensure that it's beneficial to the people of Istrabán.
Not only beneficial for the people of Istrabán, but how important is it that the project progresses given Istrabán's ambition to become the UK Town of Culture in 2028?
Absolutely, and I suppose when I say the people benefit of Istrabán, people from all over travel to come to the Alley. But as you say, just last week we had the positive news that we have been shortlisted to be in the running as a Town of Culture. And I think that should give comfort to people that, the Alley isn't going anywhere. It is regrettable to say that it's closed, but the Alley will reopen, and it will reopen bigger and better than ever. We are already looking at a dedicated funding package to ensure that we have an enhanced package and programme once the Alley reopens. So it's hugely significant in terms of the Town of Culture, but it's also really important that we get it back and operating in Istrabán Town, because it does add so much to the cultural value that we have here in Istrabán that we're lucky to have. And I think that underpins why we all need to work as hard as we can to get the Alley Theatre back open and back into use.
A rare beaked whale that captured attention in Donegal after being spotted in Lough Swilly has died. The young whale washed ashore at Rathmullen Beach this morning. Donegal County Council's environment section says the whale's location is making removal difficult, and the situation will continue to be monitored through the evening. Mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Pádraig McGarvey, is urging beachgoers not to touch the whale in the meantime.
Yes, the expert has been informed, and I would just ask the public just to stay away from the whale, and I suppose give it a bit of respect as well. So hopefully it'll be removed within the next couple of hours.
A Letterkenny University Hospital consultant says injuries linked to e-scooters are increasing in Donegal as calls grow for tighter controls on their use. It comes after the Taoiseach told the Dáil yesterday that he is leaning towards an outright ban on the devices. Consultant in emergency medicine at LUH, Dr. Anya Keaton, told this morning's Greg Hughes show that most cases currently presenting are broken bones, but she warned e-scooters have the potential to cause more serious injuries when used incorrectly. She compared e-scooter safety to the introduction of seatbelt legislation.
We are seeing a rise in scooter-related injuries here. Mainly what we're seeing are broken bones. Fortunately, we haven't seen too many catastrophic head injuries, but it only takes one case. And, it's always the kind of saying is when they come in, prevention is better than cure. Once you have that head injury, it's life-changing. It's very, very difficult to, reverse that. So it's better that if they haven't been on the scooter in the first place, and sustaining that head injury, so it's just trying to protect people. So it's the same, I suppose, with cars. Years ago, people didn't wear seatbelts until we brought the legislation in, and we've seen a massive reduction in injuries and fatal injuries from cars because of that. So things have become safer, and sometimes we just need to kind of put that safety mechanism around it.
Well, the Garda Commissioner says introducing tax and insurance requirements for e-scooters would not be workable. The government is considering a range of measures to tackle growing safety concerns around their use, including an outright ban, but also licensing requirements and tax and insurance measures. Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly says the insurance industry has little appetite to cover the devices.
I heard some commentary around registration, licensing and insurance, and my understanding is that it's not possible to get these vehicles insured. So I think that's just an important point to make. So around the companies that are willing to do it, that's now, like I said, that's my understanding. So that's the insurance issue.
Two Donegal companies are set to receive almost €3.8 million under the government's biomethane capital grant scheme. Payments under the 2024 scheme are beginning this week, with Brookdale Biogas Limited awarded €2.99 million, while Glenmore Generation Limited will receive €840,000. The funding is aimed at supporting biomethane production, strengthening rural communities, improving Ireland's energy security and delivering long-term environmental benefits. The grants are funded through the EU's Recovery and Resilience Facility and form part of the government's plan to produce up to 5.7 terawatt hours of biomethane annually by 2030. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is threatening to strike if a new public sector pay deal is not agreed upon. The previous deal, which saw a pay rise of up to 10.25%, expired on the 30th of June. The INMO, along with other public service unions, doesn't believe there is a basis for a successor agreement. General Secretary Finlay Hay says nurses and midwives are struggling to make ends meet amid the cost of living crisis.
We don't believe currently across all of the public service unions that there is a basis for, at the moment, a successor agreement. So we have serious concerns about the cost of living crisis that our members are living in, the cost of going to work, the cost of the general living standard. We represent nurses and midwives who don't have big wages. We want the government to respond in a way that gives them some assurance that things will improve for them, that their contribution to the public service, to the public health service, is valued and is valued into the future. In other words, that there is an investment in the ability to retain public servants.
House prices in South Donegal have surged by almost two-thirds in the space of a year, according to new CSO figures. The data breaks Donegal into three air code areas, F92, F93 and F94, covering Letterkenny, Lifford and Donegal. While average prices in Letterkenny and Lifford fell, with decreases of 4% and 15%, bringing prices to just over €215,000 and €160,400, the picture was very different in South Donegal. The F94 area recorded a 65% increase, with the average house price rising from €185,000 to €261,800. Letterkenny Municipal District has approved the publication of proposed new traffic bylaws, with the subsequent public consultation to include a number of issues, including the traffic wardens. Councillor Kieran Brogan told the meeting traffic wardens should be regarded as ambassadors for the town, but the perception is that they are concentrating more on ticketing cars rather than assisting the public with traffic movement and parking. He says this should be a point of discussion as part of a public consultation on new parking bylaws. In tandem with this, Councillor Brogan repeated his call for an audit of all car parking facilities in Letterkenny.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's important now when they're out to public consultation that as many people make their submissions and make their feelings known about the car parking bylaws all around the town. They haven't been out now for some time, and I think it's very important that we get as much public consultation on the bylaws. But I suppose we also had a motion passed previously about the audit of our car parks, and I think we need to look at the short term, medium term and the long term. And I think we need to be looking at how we can change habits and how we look at where areas are being used, maybe, and areas were not being used. If they're unutilised, what we can do to utilise them, how we need to change habits. It's an issue in many parts of the town, the whole issue of the car parking, and I think we can sit down together and engage with the schools as well. I think that's important. I think we need to have a strong partnership here, and that partnership is with everyone, the business people, and of course the schools, and everyone involved, and anybody that's parking and coming and going. And as I say, then around the whole area of the wardens, I think they need to be ambassadors to coordinate, help and guide people as much as, because it's not all about the fine and the money. I think Letterkenny is a town that's very much a growing town. We've seen huge change, a very successful town in so many ways, and we need to make sure that people enjoy that Letterkenny experience.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes to 6 here in Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Ryan. We begin with soccer, and Argentina captain Lionel Messi will face England for the first time in his international career tonight. The two sides do battle for a place in Sunday's World Cup final. Thomas Tuchel's side are attempting to reach their second World Cup final ever, the last being all the way back in 1966. Well, the English manager is aware of the team's historic rivalry, but isn't bothered about what's gone before.
We respect our opponent, but we don't dip in historic events, and we don't make it bigger than it is. It's a big football match. It's, like you said, a big occasion. We are very excited, grateful, but very hungry and ready to go.
Well, it'll be the first time England have faced Argentina in a competitive match since the 2002 World Cup. Argentina and Liverpool midfielder Alexis McAllister thinks it'll be close.
We don't feel any pressure. We have the experience of playing a semi-final of a World Cup before, so that hopefully helps. They have amazing players and a really good coach as well. They know what they are doing and they have a great idea, so we really respect them and we will try our best to win.
Well, kickoff for the big game is at 8 o'clock. On to golf, and ahead of Thursday's start to this year's Open, the players will be fine-tuning their preparations today. Shane Lowry says the Open Championship definitely feels like the best tournament in the world. The 2019 Open Champion says it always feels like a really special event, and he loves coming back as a past champion.
I think as the years go on, it definitely feels like the biggest tournament in the world when you get here. Obviously, you know, you go to the Masters, it's very, very special, but, you know, you come back to, like, these courses and these setups and, you know, the way the RNA put on the show for you now, I think they do a great job. So, yeah, it's nice to come back. It's nice to come back as, you know, a past champion, and you do feel something special with, you know, this tournament. So, yeah, nice to be here.
Well, that's Shane Lowry, and Highlands Golf coverage this week is with Halpiny Golf, top brands, best prices. Now, staying with golf, and the RNA are hoping to bring the Open Championship to Ireland. Chief Executive Mark Darbin says the major could be heading to Portmarnock Golf Club, and they're close to a deal to bring the club into the Open's rotation. He's hoping to have a clearer view by the end of the year.
I believe we can take an Open Championship there. What we're looking to do is to build a model that opens up opportunities for the AIG Women's Open and the Open for many, many years to come. And so that's the dialogue we're in right now with the Irish government, and we're optimistic that those discussions are heading in the right direction. We're hoping to have a pretty clear view by the end of the year for sure.
Well, Ireland's next generation of athletics talent will head to the United States next month for the 2026 World Athletics Under 20 Championships, which take place in Eugene, Oregon. Athletics Ireland has named a 24-strong squad, which includes Tyrconnell AC's Ethan Dewhurst, who will compete in the 400 metres hurdles, and Letterkenny AC's Aaron Friel, who will compete in the 4x400 metres relay. Harry McIlwain of Letterkenny Athletic Club has been named as a non-travelling reserve for the men's 4x400 metres relay. On to cricket, and the Irish women's team are in action today in Tyrone. They are taking on the West Indies in their third one-day international match at the Brady Cricket Ground in Mahara Mason, with the visitors having won the opening two games. The West Indies made 257. In reply, a short while ago, Ireland were 158 for 45 of 35 overs, requiring 100 runs of 15 overs at a rate of 6.7 per over to win. In cycling, Norway's Soren Werenskiold has won the fastest ever stage of cycling's Tour de France with a long-range sprint in Nevers. The peloton completed the route from Vichy at an average speed of 31.5 miles an hour, comfortably beating the previous record set in 1999. There was no change at the top of the general classification, where Tadej Pogacar leads by 3 minutes and 36 seconds. And on to racing, and after his success at Longchamps in France yesterday, Dylan Brown-McMonagall is back in action this evening. He's in Kerry, where he has 7 rides at the Killarney Festival. The first race has just finished there a few minutes ago, and it was won by Donegal's Patrick McGettigan on board the 3-1 favourite Minon View. And finally, the World Youth Fly Fishing Championship start tomorrow in the Northwest and run until next Wednesday. The prestigious international event will take place across venues in both Donegal and Tyrone. The championships welcome competitors from across the globe, including teams from Ireland, the UK, the United States, France, Spain, South Africa, Holland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Slovenia, Finland, and Bosnia and Herzegovina. And that is your Wednesday evening sport, Ryan.
Thank you very much, Chris. The use of artist work to train artificial intelligence without permission was debated in the Dáil yesterday. Sinn Féin brought forward a motion calling for stronger protections to ensure Irish artists are not having their creative work used to train AI systems without their consent or fair payment. The party spokesperson on Gaeilge, the Gaeltacht Arts and Culture, Angus O'Snoddy, described it as the greatest art heist in history, saying copyrighted work is being used to create AI-generated content that competes directly with artists. Donegal Minister Charlie McConlogue welcomed the motion and said protecting creators in the age of AI will be a key priority during Ireland's upcoming presidency of the Council of the European Union.
Important steps to protect intellectual property rights in the age of AI are being taken, and these will continue under the Irish presidency of the Council of the EU. At an EU level, the inclusion of a provision on EU copyright law in the AI Act is an important step. As mentioned, enforcement of the AI Act will begin from August. At the Council of Ministers meeting in May, which was attended by Minister Patrick O'Donovan, it was clear that many Member States acknowledge that more needs to be done, including on copyright and transparency. There are indications that the opt-out mechanism for the text and data mining exception is not working well in practice. Evidence gathered by the Danish presidency showed some activity is taking place on licensing of works for AI, but it is uneven across Member States and subsectors of the creative sector.
A status yellow high temperature warning is in place for County Donegal and is due to expire at 6 a.m. on Friday. Alongside this, an orange fire danger notice has been issued by the Department of Agriculture to expire at midday on Friday. Safety advice on fires can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. And the weather this evening will be dry, sunny and very warm. Highest temperatures of 24 to 27 degrees with a light easterly breeze. Tonight will be dry and warm with clear spells. Lowest temperatures of 11 to 16 degrees in light northerly or variable winds. A largely dry and sunny day for many tomorrow. However, some coastal fog may develop later in the afternoon and evening near the coast. Highest temperatures of 24 to 28, possibly 29 degrees, all in a light to moderate north to northeast breeze. Look back at today's main stories. Donegal County Council's Director of Road Services says a special roads meeting which took place today was very productive and he hopes both engineers and members will benefit from it. Brian Cannon was speaking to Highland Radio News after the first in what's intended to be a series of meetings to discuss road repair and maintenance across Donegal's five municipal districts. All members who contributed say it's clear that the council does not get enough money to maintain the road network, with a number of questions about how money is distributed locally between the various MDs. Mr. Cannon says it's important that all these issues are discussed openly and transparently. A Donegal TD has criticised the decision to have Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden address the European Parliament's Fisheries Committee. Sinn Féin Fisheries spokesperson Padraig McLaughlin says it would have been more appropriate for the Minister of State with the responsibility for the Marine, Timmy Dooley, to represent Ireland. Deputy McLaughlin says the decision points to a possible rift within the department. During an exchange in the Dáil, the Taoiseach praised Deputy McLaughlin's support for Minister Dooley, but joked that he hopes it doesn't come back to haunt him. A Strabane councillor says there is hope the Alley Theatre will reopen in 2027. The venue has been closed since last September due to a leak at the premises. It was expected the theatre would have been ready for the summer, but an update in June delayed the reopening for the rest of the year. Councillor Paul Boggs says a meeting of Derry City and Strabane District Council's Business and Culture Committee have approved £52,000 to go toward the fund for the works. He says it is particularly important as Strabane bids to become the UK Town of Culture in 2028. And a rare beaked whale that captured attention in Donegal after being spotted in Lough Swilly has died. The young whale washed ashore at Rathmullen Beach this morning. Donegal County Council's Environment Section says the whale's location is making removal difficult and the situation will continue to be monitored throughout the evening. Mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Porrick McGarvey, is urging beachgoers not to touch the whale in the meantime. And that's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, July the 15th. The death has taken place of Fulton Johnson, Gort McCall, Milford, reposing at his home, house private at the request of the deceased. Funeral on Friday at 2 o'clock, with service at the graveside in Milford Presbyterian Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to oncology unit, Letterkenny University Hospital or Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of John O'Connor, 89, Ardnamoyle Park, Derry, formerly of Gortlake. John will be reposing at his home today until 10 p.m. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 9:20 a.m. to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown, Derry, for Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if wished, to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Tommy Curley, Lisnefin Park, Strabane, and formerly of Bonds Glen, Dunamana, reposing at St Mary's Church, Melmount, overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred at Seamus Kerr, 25 Rosemount Gardens, Derry. Seamus will repose at his late residence today until 9 p.m. The funeral cortege will leave his home tomorrow morning at 9:40 a.m, proceeding to St. Eugene's Cathedral, Derry, for 10 a.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial afterwards in St. Eunan's Church Cemetery, Raphoe. The funeral mass may be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to ICU, Altney Galvin Hospital, Derry, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield, Raphoe. The death has taken place of Nan Rolston, formerly of Drumatoland, St. Johnstown. Her remains will be reposing at Terence McClintock Funeral Home, Ballybough Convoy, today from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow at 1:15 p.m, going to Ballylennon Presbyterian Church for service of Thanksgiving at 2 p.m, followed by burial in the family plot in St. Johnston's Presbyterian Churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Brinley Manor Patients Comfort Fund, care of Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Kevin Gallagher, 40, Abbey Court, Flat 13, Kilmacrennan, formerly of Kirkneedy New Mills. Removal from his late residence today at 7 p.m, going to Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral Mass will take place at 11 a.m. tomorrow in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Sean Feeney, Meanderness Low, Annagree, and formerly of Port Stewart, County Derry. His remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, today until Rosary at 8 p.m. Removal after the Rosary to the family home, which is strictly private to family only, please. Sean's funeral mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, interment afterwards in the new graveyard, Annagree. The funeral mass can be viewed on MCN Media and on the Annagree Parish Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.